The rest of the story. Charlie never really liked himself. I want to run that by again. Charlie never really liked himself. And that was a shame because everybody else liked and appreciated him so much, especially his co-workers at the Bureau of Engraving in Minneapolis. Charlie was a commercial artist there and an art instructor. You remember those sketches used to appear on magazine covers and matchbook flaps, the ones captioned, "Draw Me and Win a Scholarship"? Well, if you had won, your scholarship would have entitled you to study commercial art with Charlie. But not for long. For Charlie soon tired of that profession, and he chose another, a remarkably different one, as group supervisor for the Hennepin County Juvenile Detention Center. Whatever personal insecurities Charlie had, and there were many, he was able to overcome those when helping other people, when helping young people in trouble. A boy, for example, would get into mischief serious enough to land him in court. Charlie would go with him to court and stand by him. Sometimes Charlie even convinced the judge not to send the delinquent youngster to an institution, but to let him serve his time in Charlie's own Lake Minnetonka home instead. For there, troubled young people quickly learned that Charlie was a friend they could trust and depend on. If a teenager needed a job constructively to occupy too much idle time, Charlie would find a job for him. Whenever schooling was neglected, Charlie would make sure it was provided. And so diligently did he work to ensure promising futures for the youngsters in his care that colleagues at the center began to think of Charlie as kind of a saint. His personal life certainly matched the description. A devout Roman Catholic, Charlie attended Mass daily. He prayed for the earthly and immortal salvation of his young people constantly. Well, one day, December 1983, Charlie died. He was only 57. And yet even now, those who worked alongside this extraordinary and selfless man confess a fantasy that someday, someway, they may be called upon to bear witness at the church proceedings for Charlie's canonization, for indeed they believe he should be a saint. But whether Charlie's to be sainted on a church calendar, or merely in the memories of those who loved him, he would probably have liked you to recall that he never liked himself very much. His life, for the most part, was an endless procession of self-doubts and insecurities, which, to his continual surprise, was what endeared him to his friends. I said it was his self-doubt which endeared him to his friends, particularly to one commercial artist at the Bureau of Engraving in Minneapolis, this one co-worker there who admired him and sympathized with him, Charlie's best friend, a cartoonist named Charles Schulz. Yes, Charles Schulz one day would immortalize Charlie in a way that no church ever could, by naming his most popular cartoon character after this individual of so much self-deprecation and self-doubt. For four decades, you have known and loved the little cartoon boy. Now I hope you'll always remember the commercial artist who became the best youth counselor Hennepin County ever had, Charles Schulz's saintly best friend, whose real life name was Charlie Brown, because now you know the rest of the story.